Maureen Dillon Teasdale for theCUBE 88.9 FM, and today I have Emily Prangley Desarmo and Kendra Parnell in the booth with me, and they are from Townshippers Association. So welcome, ladies.
Hi, thank you for having us.
Tell us about Townshippers Festival. Very exciting, a new name, Townshippers Festival. It's no longer Townshippers Day, happening on Saturday, September 29th at the Richmond Regional High School.
Yeah, so we're coming back after our year hiatus. I know people missed it greatly, but it was all for the greater good, and we're really excited with the event that we're bringing back. It's a lot of the same feel as Townshippers Day was, but we have given it a bit of a facelift. It is Townshippers Festival now, Festival des Townshippers, and the whole team's been working really hard to pull it all together. And Kendra, who's with me, is our intern at Townshippers Association, and she's been my right hand man, or just my right hand. She's been fantastic in helping me get things together for this. So you're a rock, Kendra.
Thank you.
So Kendra, you're actually used to organizing a lot of things. I've seen your name before. You organized a play, I think, out for the museum, Eaton Corner Museum.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So how is this for you? A big change?
Or? Not a very big change. No, it's kind of just a different year, different organization type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And Townshippers has been really great. And just like all the organizations I've worked with, really, to help you and organize in a way that is good for the organizers and also good for the people, and not just putting on a show for the people coming. It's all around. It's a nice feel.
Good. So you've been helping for the summer, and you're continuing to?
Yeah, until the end of September, until September 29th. We're, like Emily said, it's crunch time, so anything I can do.
Good. And you're involved with school, too. You're going to CJEP, is it, or university?
University, my second year, yeah.
Okay, good for you. Wow. So, Emily, you were saying that not many people would notice the changes, but there are a few changes.
Well, really, the changes that we've made to what is now Townshippers Festival is mostly behind the scenes. It was very intensive and labor heavy on a few very specific people in the past, and the way that it was structured, and we moved around to a different municipality every year, which was fantastic, and we got to work with a different town and a great team of volunteers. But there was a lot of almost reinventing the wheel every year, and working with a new team had its own challenges despite the pleasures of being in a new place. So what we've done is we've decided to rotate between the three regional high schools, because there are only three English high schools in the Eastern Townships. If we rotate between those three, we can ensure that basically everyone in the whole townships has access to one of those hubs. Because if you're English and need to go to high school, you can go to Galt, you can go to Massey, or you can go to Richmond Regional. So that's one of the big changes, is that rather than going to different municipalities, it'll be at each of the high schools. And the other change is that we are working with more of our partners. We've got the ETSB on board. We're working with very closely with the CES de l'Estrie CHUS, and they're helping with a lot of the organizing. And CBC has come on board. They're running our kids' corner, and we have a really growing group of different sponsors and support people who are helping make this happen. So it's mostly the organizational structure that has changed, and we've really kept all of the heart and the feel and the traditions of what has been Townshippers Day for the last almost 40 years.
Okay. Now, CBC, they're usually involved. They're more involved right now, or?
Well, they're running a kids' corner. They've got they're going to have a big mascot there, this life-size character, True, who is the main character of their new kids' TV show called True and the Magical Kingdom, which is about a girl, and she has a cat sidekick, and they live in this magical kingdom, and she helps solve all these different problems of the people that live there. And it's a really, Kendra and I were looking it up.
I really want to watch it. So
she's
bad.
Sold.
Yeah, it looks really good.
Yeah, it sounds great. So that'll be really fun for the kids. We actually just put out a call for someone to wear the mascot costume. I don't know who got that, who's doing it. So it's a bit of a surprise for all of us.
Okay. Sounds good. So Richmond Regional High School, that's a great place. Lots of place for the vendors to set up.
Yeah, tons of room. We've got several food trucks and food vendors who will be outside. There is parking on the campus. There'll be a map when you get there to show you where the parking is and where the different things are. if you're very able-bodied, we would encourage you to park a little bit further away and allow the nearer parking for people who may have a little more trouble, a little more difficulty walking a great distance. But there was quite a bit of parking outside. And then inside, all around the whole school on the first floor, we have a room with the small gym full of community organizations and schools and businesses and historical societies all together. It's a great way to walk around and get to know those services and to meet those people. We've also got the Richmond Regional Autumn Craft Show and Art Sale that will be inside. And what else have we got going on inside here, Kendra? I think that's it. I think that's all the stuff that's inside.
There's over 90 artisans, I think, right now, and over 30 community organizations with historical societies. Oh, wow. So it's going to be a lot of different opportunities for people to look at.
Mm-hmm. And then outside, we have two tents, two entertainment tents. We've got in one tent, we have the Rainbow Country Cloggers and also the Richmond 4-H Square Dancers. And then in our kind of main tent, we have Keenan Wilcox will be our headliner. I'm not saying these in a particular order, by the way. Keep your eyes open for the mm-hmm. for the exact order of the events for the day. But Keenan is our headliner. We've also got two kind of student bands. Queen Street is the members are out of Bishop's, and then there's a Richmond Regional alumni band called The Help. And we'll also have, there's a one-man comedy act performed by Dominique Saint Laurent called I Have the Right, and that's about your 12 rights as a user of our healthcare system. It was done bilingually earlier in the year, like several months ago, so you may have already seen it. It's a great show. He's really funny and dynamic, and he's a local. So it's fun to come out and to support him, and it's very informative. You learn your 12 rights, that things you have the right to when you go to the doctor. And last but not least, we do have a hypnotist as well. Richard Whitbread will be hypnotizing people okay. on stage for an hour. So, yeah, we've really got quite the lineup.
Yeah, a well-rounded group of entertainers.
Yeah, if you can't find something there for you, let me know, because I feel like we've really covered a lot of bases.
We have, and if somebody wants to get involved, if they wonder about some of the community groups, because there are a lot of them, that is a great place to go and find out everything and at the same place.
Yeah, absolutely.
So food, you say there's a lot of food vendors?
Well, we've got a few. You can't have too many for that group of people. Although Townshipers Day in the past has attracted anywhere between 2,000 and 4,000 people. Mm-hmm. So it is quite a number. But we've got a canteen and also someone doing a pulled pork. Okay. And then also the PPO will be selling a chili for mm-hmm. lunch, and there'll be coffee for sale in the morning and stuff.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
There's also great. Ice cream for dessert.
Oh,
right?
Oh my gosh. Oh, yeah, you're right. Ice cream. It's called Le Dipperie. Mm-hmm. Le Dipperie. Mm-hmm. And they're really awesome, kind of extravagant ice creams.
Oh, okay. That sounds really
This is why I need Kendra, you see.
Well, it caught my attention. It was ice cream.
Okay, so what about the environmental aspect? I know in the past, Townshipers Day, now it's Townshipers Festival, you've made a really huge effort to be environmentally conscious as far as the dishes and the garbage and all that's concerned.
Yep, that's one of those things that we're absolutely sticking to. We'll actually have five volunteers from Bishop's University who are doing a community course there in the psychology department.
Okay.
And so they'll be doing our green team, and we've got everything. We've got all the equipment from past years, so the volunteers are showing up with good intentions and good energy, and they'll basically be triaging all of our garbage during the day to make sure that everything that is compostable and recyclable really goes in those areas, and we keep our actual trash way down to a minimum. And also all of our food vendors will only be using compostable utensils and plates and stuff. Mm-hmm. So, and if you're attending, we really encourage you to, bring a water bottle and think about your own waste as you show up to the day, and like the snacks that you bring and stuff. If we all do our part, we really can make a huge change.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good. Sounds like a good idea. Now the event starts, so it's on Saturday the 29th. What time of the day does it start?
It's 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Mm-hmm. So we've got our opening ceremonies at 4, and then we have entertainment starting right off the bat.
Okay, what else? Silent auction. You wanted to tell us about the silent auction?
Yeah, we can't forget that. Our staff's been working hard to solicit donations and prizes for our silent auction. It's always a big success. We have quite a wide variety of things. Kendra, what else have we got?
Well, I know that John Deere has generously donated a bunch of amazingly cool tractors for kids. We have some unique fire hoses that are very hard to find that are very useful. What else?
And we've got a whole bunch of different gift certificates from different local businesses.
From
there's
all
some stuff
regions, yeah.
From really all over the place. Mm-hmm. So don't think that the gift certificates are only from the Richmond area. They're really from all over the townships. Mm-hmm. And we've got stuff from Keurig, and there's really a lot. Again, I think there's going to be something for everyone.
Good. Well, gift certificates are always fun, too.
They are fun. Yeah, they're great.
If somebody wants to find out some more information, you have a website for Townshippers?
Yep. Yeah, you can always check out the Townshippers Association website. We also have a Facebook page, Townshippers Association. Townshippers is also on Instagram now. So we're pretty accessible.
Good. Okay, so I guess if anybody wants to make sure they have the right information, they can just go to the website too.
Yeah, it's all over the place. There's signs all over the place. And if you really have any questions that you can't find the answer to, you can always call us at the office. It's 1-866-566-5717.
Good. Anything else you'd like to add, either of you, Kendra or Emily?
I think just that we really hope that you'll be there. Come out. Richmond's not that far away. And next year, the plan is to have it at Massey Vanier, and the year after that, Galt. So show your support. Even if Richmond is not your territory necessarily, come out, explore that part of the townships. Come and show your heritage and celebrate with us. And we'll come out to your region in the next year. So
yeah, we really hope to see you within the next 3 years.
Good. Sounds great. Well, Richmond is a really beautiful place, so that's an incentive, too. And in the autumn, lots of great pictures there.
Yeah, big photo opportunities.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, thanks, ladies.
Thanks so much for having us.